Putting your hand on your heart and closing your eyes and taking a few deep full breaths. Just tuning in with your heart, getting present, getting centered. And as you drop your mind into your heart, breathe through your heart and invite your mind to just slide right down into your heart. And just let your awareness expand from your heart. Heart-centered living, trusting from the inside out. Your gifts are all available, your wealth code's available to you through your heart. A great center of creation. And I want to invite you to tell yourself the truth. On a scale of 1 to 10, how powerfully vulnerable are you? Another way I could say that is, how comfortable are you in your vulnerability, or how willing are you to be vulnerable? And just trust whatever number comes up, 1 through 10. And then write that number down. And then next question, tune into your heart. Close your eyes. You've got to close your eyes to tune into your, well, I shouldn't say that. We get skilled and we don't, but look, give yourself the time to just dive deep here. Which of your high value gifts, which of your high value gifts are directly connected to your vulnerability? Another way I could say that is, you know, which of your gifts are unseen gifts that are connected to your vulnerability? And don't worry about if you get them all down, but write down what comes up for you. You need to make that connection. It's important because expressing your gifts is important. It is worthy work, and it's one of the things that you're here for. Next question, take a deep full breath. On a scale from 1 to 10, how willing are you to be seen for your gifts? How willing are you to be seen for your gifts? Just on a kind of general sense, maybe it's different for different gifts, but just how willing are you on a scale from 1 to 10? And just trust what comes up for you, what that is. And then this question will definitely relate to the question about your gifts. And you'll probably be pulling right from that list. Which of your high value gifts are hiding behind your fear of vulnerability? Which of your high value gifts are hiding behind or blocked by your fear of vulnerability? They may be blocked fully, or they may be just partially blocked. Good information for you to have. Close your eyes, take a deep, full breath. And I want to invite you to tune into these gifts and this that are hiding behind the fear of vulnerability and the fear you have of vulnerability itself. And you may have more than one fear, but we're going to work with the one that's most, the strongest one today. And I want you to trust yourself on this. But if I tell myself the truth, what is the core wound story that this fear is born from? What's the source? What's the story at the source of this fear? And just let yourself, you don't have to stay in the energy. You just want to go back and find that story for a moment. Trust the first thing that comes up. And if you don't know how it relates, don't worry about it. And once you locate that story, I just want you to take a moment to write down what that story is. You don't have to write the whole story out, but just enough so that you've got the essence of the story. Oh, that was the time that that teacher said that to me. That was, wow, when that, you know, that thing happened with my father and whatever it might be. I don't want you to sit in the energy because there's really no use to go back and like rehash these old stories. What it's important to do is the next couple of steps we're going to do around them. So just identify the story. And then also, what is the emotion that you're feeling that's connected to this story? Is it, you know, is it hurt? Is it worry? Is it, you know, fear? What's the discomfort? What's the emotion itself? The main, the strongest, and if there's more than one, that's totally fine. And then you just write that emotion down right there with where you wrote the story down. Just anywhere you have room, that's fine. And take another deep full breath. And turning back inward. And if you really tell yourself the truth with the story and the emotion, what is the number one, or if there's more than one, what's the limiting belief or beliefs, or you can even think of it as triggers, driving that fear? Who's driving the fear bus? What is that part of you believing that's having that emotion that's challenging, that feels like that weak part of vulnerability? Is it that you're not good enough? Is it that it's not safe to express yourself? Is it people, you know, believing that, you know, you're not worthy in some way? What's the beliefs that are driving that fear bus of that story? Awareness precedes change. Once you are aware of the emotion and the beliefs, and as we're doing this, we're getting very present about it. You're 50%, 60% there just by doing this much. Now, you could use any of the clearing processes we have, you could use at this point. I want to take the time with you right here to go ahead and rewrite this story because you're in it right now, and the rewrite your story process is super useful. So I want to invite you to drop back in. You know what the beliefs are, or at least a belief is. And I'm working energetic with you as we're doing this. And I want to invite you to go back to that story and go back right before, just like you're watching a film, and just kind of go right before the whatever happened. So for instance, if it was something like, if say like you're at school and someone, and you know, you were told, well, you can't do this, or you're not good at something, then go back to where you were just at school and you were just doing the thing, to the place where it's neutral. Find that place. And just hold that, like you're freeze framing that. Take a deep full breath. And really hold that emotion that you're feeling beforehand. And you want to slide back to a place where you're just in whatever you're doing, and that you're just enjoying it. You're just expressing yourself. You're just being who you are. You want to turn the energy up on that emotion. And take some deep full breaths. And then we're just going to record right over the next part of the film here. And I want to invite you to feel, especially stay feeling the way you are in this upgraded emotion, and see the scene play out for yourself in a way that would allow you to continue to feel this emotion. See that scene play out in a new way. Remember, Brain Science shows us that we don't actually have, memories aren't stored somewhere. They're malleable, and that's why belief clearing works so very well. So what's the new story? Just let the film play. What's the new story that allows you to stay in that emotion, that upgraded emotion, that maybe whatever it is that you were sharing or doing was totally accepted? Maybe you just had the space to be who you are. Maybe you were recognized. Whatever is important to you in this scene. Really feel your authenticity. You just showing up as you are feels wonderful to you. And is accepted. And deepen your breath a little bit. And take another deep full breath. If you need more time, you can just pause this and spend a little more time with this. And because you have shifted this, there's a new, more empowered belief or beliefs that are available to you now. What is the new, or what are the new, more empowering beliefs that you can have now to replace the old ones? Tune into what those beliefs are. Or that belief is. Just ask your heart. Notice how you're feeling and the beliefs that support that. And go ahead and tune in with that upgraded emotion too. And when you're ready, you can write that belief and that upgraded emotion down. And tuning back in or staying tuned in, what's one inspired action you can take to support yourself in integrating your new empowered beliefs? What's one inspired action you can take to support yourself? And the key here is to support yourself in the integrating or integration of your empowered beliefs. And whatever that might be, write that down and then commit to when you're going to do that. And you want to make sure to follow through with that inspired action. And while you're in here, tune into which of your archetypes could really support you in taking this inspired action. Support you in these new empowered beliefs. And if you're not sure, just draw a card or pick one from your Sacred Wealth Code.